Wait, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, turn the radio down. Been a bit naughty with without hands free here. Well, I'm using my AirPods. But I'm not driving prompt comes up. Anyway, it is Monday evening. Monday the 6th, I want to say. 6th of December, 2021. Random, it's evening. It's about 8:45. Off to collect the kids from Gretz. I think it's going to be the only chance I'll get this week to do something like this. And I just had an idea that I'd like to get out of my head into something. So, weekend's been very, very stressful. And I don't want to get into too much. But I had to take my grandmother to Northampton General A&E. Following a few weeks of tests, and the doctor just getting to the point where they just realised someone needs to do something. I sat in there with her for, 7 or 8 hours in the end, when the consultant said, yes, we're going to admit you for further investigations. At that point, I assumed it wouldn't be too long. I was stupid. Next day, she was still in the waiting area, not in the dreadful fit, as they call it, fit environment, but still not in a bed. So I was very disappointed in myself, let alone the poor NHS that I know is just process, it's crap. Either way, we're still waiting for progress and ideas around what is wrong with her. Signs point towards a heart, so we don't know how bad thing or good things are going to be. It's still very early days. But at least she's in the right place for proper care, in theory. So that's been playing on my mind for the whole weekend, really. Saturday was virtually all about that. A bit more DIY, trying to get the bedrooms back in place after all the carpet fittings and what have you. So we finally got bedrooms in place. Yesterday, Sunday, we managed to get out for a bit just to, spend some time with the kids. When I did a bit of Christmas shopping around Daventry, went for something to eat at the local. And it was nice. It was good to just get out and just spend some quality time with the kids and the missus. So that's family and home life. Work has been a bit mental the last few days as well. Friday, a colleague handed a notice in, which means I'll be taking on extra line manager duties. Current plan is for me to take on 4 people. In a completely different department as well, different team, which I'm a bit reluctant to take on. I can see my manager's motive, just like, stretch it, put you out of comfort zones, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, this is temporary. But because it's a temporary measure as well, it's less change for people that have been through more change. So again, there's pros and cons. And if it's a temporary solution, whatever, I'll go with it. As long as they're not, I hate to say, problem children, I don't mind just doing the temporary fix. I'll be there for your development, help you put some objects in place, check that everything's all good and your ways of working and stuff like that. Gives me better visibility as well, that sort of stuff. So that was a big curveball on Friday. And then today, frustration's got the better of me with the podcast. Doing my best to try and get recordings in, but I'm just rushing too much. People aren't prepared already, and we still have a lot of moving pieces going on. I've still not got proper sign off from all the necessary powers. Still waiting for feedback from some critical part stakeholders. People that I've been asking to record are not quite ready. Capacity problems. Confusion over the purpose and stuff like this. So I had a chat with one of my main partners in crime this afternoon just to kind of get her steer on this. And I think we just said, look, we've got 2 weeks until Christmas. Let's be realistic. It's going to be too much to get all this in before then. We can get settled, I think, for Christmas. At least have a clearer plan and outline as to what we're doing and do it properly. Don't want to rush. I still need to get decent equipment. That is ASOS's, not mine. So that's going to be my goal for Christmas, is just get that business sign off for equipment, get it ordered in procurement. And put a schedule in place for the new year to get recordings in place as well. I think that's enough realistic expectations to set. Quite frustrating because I'd planned to be in London twice this week for the recordings. Tomorrow is cancelled now. I was going to go in just to make the most of the trip, but the way things are at the moment, especially at home, it's not worth the risk just for a change of scenery. And Thursday, I'll play by ear, but again, I don't think many people will be heading in because of COVID. So I'm going to take stock and just admit defeat on this one. I've got plenty of other things to be doing this week with the teams and everything else. So, leave it as it is. On the side project front, made some progress today, actually. My blog is finally off Linode and in ease of WP with certificates. Certificates became a bit of a bugbear over the weekend. I noticed that there were some missing assets because of mixed content types. To and fro in with EWP support, and eventually we managed to get it working. I think there was one suggestion from them to add a plugin, which I didn't think made much difference. Then I realized I could do with enabling something on Cloudflare, and that sort of put everything in place after a few hard refreshes. So I was pleased with that, and it allowed me to restore a blog draft update that was locally cached on my work laptop in Chrome. So I managed to synchronize that with the server version and where it was finally saving. Again, the mixed content types was not allowed for that. I do need to blog about this, by the way. I realize searching for this stuff, nothing comes back. So I will be writing a blog post around configuring an EWP website with Cloudflare and certificates. But not yet. It's on the backlog of a few other after a few other things. I managed to push out my personal dashboard blog post this afternoon after work, just because I was like, well, it's good. I could be here refining forever, so I'm just going to put it out and see if people respond. But I just wanted something done. It's been in the works for weeks now. I've been pushing it back because of the blog situation, and that's good to go. So that went out today. And my month notes for November, we're on the 6th of December. I'm not happy with the scheduling, but we had technical reasons. Someone gets something out. No one gives a crap, quite frankly. But I will feel like a sense of achievement just to get something out. So literally just like half an hour ago, I was on my phone outlining the month notes for, November, which has already got plenty of content, just to realise it wasn't that bad a month actually. And that's part of the reason I do it. It's not just for public consumption. It's actually for me to reflect on how a month has been. And I do cover stuff like live events. I talk about work, good wins and fails. I talk about side project progress, if any. And then all my entertainment stuff, like what do I read, what I've been watching, what I've been listening to. And it is quite satisfying to see some improvements over time. Now I've got my blog in a better place, in a better location, I can actually do a lot more automation as well. And that's one of the benefits of doing this. That's one of the reasons I was trying to push for it. I want to get a Zapier configured with my blog, which wouldn't have worked on the previous installation on the previous server. I could not get a PHP updated on that last week, so I was just like, yeah, I need to get something at EWP. So again, huge achievement on doing that personally. But as I was driving down here, I just had some ideas. One, on my personal dash blog post, I called out the idea of building something more customized in 2022. I do want to write some code. It's been so long, and I'm in two minds whether I want to learn some new tech, or just get something out there. And when I was speaking to Mubs on the Make Life Work podcast last month, whenever it was, I think it was October actually. Might have been the start of November. Anyway, he was set. He's got hundreds of projects out there, and he called out the point: if you want to get something out there, don't learn new tech. Just use stuff that you're familiar with. If you want to learn something, that's a different goal. So just think about what you're trying to achieve with your side project. If you're trying to learn something, absolutely take on a new tech, see how it works, and apply it to something that you loosely understand or you kind of got an end goal. But that's not the result of that is part of that pyramid of you either have speed, quality, or time. Sorry, speed, quality, or features. You can't have all three. So if I want to get something out there to play with on better teams of tech that I'm familiar with. So I am currently thinking of going back to some PHP. Obviously get it on a better pipeline that is more up to date. Previous iterations have been on, well, it wasn't that bad, but there's the deploy bot I used with GitHub against, I want to say my unlimited web hosting, which is like a shared PHP cPanel server. It might do. And again, it's stuff that I'm familiar with. It works. It's not high volume. It's going to be for me to play with and potentially a few other people. So I don't need to worry about scale. So I am thinking just shove it on your own shared server, get it working, you play around with it. And if it wants to scale, because you've got it in a relatively new stack, it should be deployable to another thing like Heroku or Netlify or whatever. I am thinking, because I've done some Gatsby over the last few years for the calendar stuff, that works because it's a static content. It's not changing much. It's generated and that's it. It doesn't need to be dynamic. However, with my dashboard, there is a chance that that content will be more live. I will be tapping into a data source that changes potentially in the hours. So I could do some build jobs to update every hour, but I do feel like I'm overkilling this. I know PHP, I know how to use it. I've got some framework experience with KPHP. I might try something like Laravel, I don't know, just so it's familiar language, but a slightly different framework that I can deploy. I might even ask Mubs how he does it, because I think he uses Laravel actually. So yeah, it's just my current thinking is 2022, what are my goals going to be? One, I want to write more. I want to build my profile up again. Two, I do want to write some code. I'm not sure what it is, but I want to write some code. And three, keep the podcast going, right? Grow my profile and my brand through the podcasts I do. And that would be a combination of Made Life Work, which is all about my professional profile, and House Finesse, which is a fun side project. It's a hobby. I've got enough people around me to make that more successful. And I want to reach out to some other DJs to support that content. So, you know, people that have been on the podcast that are, you know, they've got time for this. That is their hobby too. So guess what? If you ask them, say, if you just want to do an hour mix once a month, I can do all the admin and your profile grows. It keeps the podcast going. I can share what you want. I can do all the hard work and heavy lifting for you. I think that's going to be my main goals for next year. Around developing my professional profile, around growing my existing popular brands and products, and coding something. And the personal dashboard makes sense because it's something that I personally want to grow on my own, but also, I don't really need to learn new tech. I can just understand the modern ways of applying new tech in new ways of working in new pipeline stuff. What I do want to get my head around a bit more is Kubernetes, containers, Docker and stuff like that. So ideally, I understand how to build a local environment with Docker or Kubernetes or whatever it is about containerization. Have that locally and then it's deployable to wherever I want. Ideally, yeah, that might create more problems if I want to put it on my own host. Yeah, anyway, current thinking is use something I know, PHP and GitHub, and a pipeline I know, probably Deploybot, where it goes to be confirmed. But that'll give me a nice platform to build my personal dashboard, which will be more mobile friendly. I can have some forms in there to capture data as well. It can be stored in Google Sheets. I'm not saying it's not going to be stored there. Just to get the prototype working. And how I input to that, I don't know yet. But again, I want to get back to some coding with a bit of front end, a bit of back end, but more like the pipelines and maybe a bit of TDD or something, just so I'm actually practicing what I preach at work as well. And I can even ask some friends, colleagues, acquaintances online to support that. I know my online community are a lot more front end focused. I know they're a lot more open source focused than .NET, which is where my professional environment is at work. And there's a lot of crossover, to be honest. So yeah, that's where I'm at. I'm sitting here waiting for the kids to get out of cadets. I don't really want to be talking to myself as they get in the car. Yeah, I think that's gonna be the plan for 2022, and that's gonna be the name of this one. Plan for 2022 is around professional development, professional profile building, growing the communities that I've already got, and the podcast I've got, and let's get some coding going in the stack that I know. That's the end. If you're still listening, what are you doing? Maybe a catch up in a week.